It's a community center that's been a part of Ventura County for decades. A pair of buildings off of Los Angeles Avenue in Simi Valley has been home to a Veterans of Foreign Wars post for more than three decades. VFW Post 10049 has helped the community for years, doing everything from handing out scholarships for young adults to assisting veterans in need. But now the VFW needs some help itself.
This building dates back to 1939 or 40, the front structure. The rear structure here dates to about circa 1955, and there's three layers of roofing material. It needs to be torn off and redone, but we have other issues as well. We need to refurbish the exterior, some plumbing issues that need to be addressed, and also our post canteen and kitchen are in dire need of refurbishment.
VFW Post Commander Wayne Wright says between the repairs and other bills, they need to raise $50,000 to keep their doors open.
We are, yes, at a critical point, and we are reaching out not only to our own membership, but to the community that we have supported for so many years and asking for their assistance.
The Post asked the local university for assistance in developing a strategy. A group of MBA students at California Lutheran University in Thousand Oaks agreed to take on the project of helping the veterans come up with a plan to get the Post back on track. Sumantra Sen Gupta, director of CLU's MBA program, says the seven students would get some real-world experience through their capstone project.
They would have to do some marketing. They would have to do financial modeling to see why the expenses were running where they were. They would have to come up with creative operating models to see if they could do a better job running the business. And also there seemed to be an element of organizational chaos because they were running a museum which was separate than the VFW Post, even though they were really the same group, and they were competing against each other for volunteer times, who was funding whom. So that's when we said, okay, why not take it on?
Martha Bokshade is one of the students who developed the plan to help the veterans.
My major is in marketing. The part in the project I was in marketing the veterans' social media and Facebook and Twitter.
Bokshade says they helped the veterans learn how to use social media to tell their story, and perhaps most importantly, they set up a GoFundMe page.
It was very fun, and for me, it was the good opportunity for me to help outside the campus.
The VFW doesn't have a mortgage at this point, but it also doesn't have a lot of revenue. While the Post has about 240 members on paper, only about 50 are active, with old age catching up with many of them. The report says goals should include raising the $50,000 needed short-term to make essential repairs and pay bills, but it also calls for using social media to try to attract new, younger members. The students say the Post should look for local corporate sponsors, and it calls for it to consolidate operations with the military museum it runs at the Simi Valley Town Center, which is almost being operated as a separate entity. Members of the Post say they've served their country in uniform, and the Post has provided programs for the community for decades. Now they're hoping people will step up to return the favor and help it keep its doors open. CLU is the parent of KCLU Radio. In Simi Valley, Lance Orozco, KCLU News.